Support provided by the Joint and Spine Center at Heartland Regional Medical Center, offering a comprehensive approach to joint pain treatment, from education to diagnosis through treatment and recovery. Seminar information at heartlandregional.com.
Good morning. Today is the 24th day of January, and on your WSIU Almanac, among the historical events which occurred today in history, in 1922 today, the Eskimo Pie was patented. And in the business of music, Brian Epstein signed a contract to manage the Beatles on this day in 1962. Locally, the U of I Extension Services Master Gardener Program resumes in 1 week at the Wren Lake Visitor Center in Benton. If you've been wanting to explore some unique natural areas in southern Illinois, here is Dr. Michael Jeffords, a retired entomologist with the Illinois Natural History Survey, who, along with his fellow scientist and naturalist Susan Post, have been exploring the state for decades. And here he is talking about the history of the Cache River.
I've been exploring it for almost close to 60 years, and we've been exploring it together for almost 40 years. And over that time, we found some absolutely remarkable places in Illinois. There's some adventure associated with finding a lot of these places. Well, I grew up in southern Illinois in Brookport, and I've always been roaming the neighborhood, so to speak. But the Cache River State Natural Area is probably one of the, not only the best place in Illinois, the best place in the country. It's one of the most interesting places on earth.
And I believe John James Audubon, in his journal, it's almost a fact, first time he wrote about a ivory-billed woodpecker, which is extinct, was near the Cache River, I think.
Yeah, in the field guide to the birds of Illinois by the Illinois State Museum, there's a record for the ivory bill near Ullin, Illinois, and I think around 1906, and that might be the last recorded record of the ivory bill in Illinois.
And that's your Tuesday WSIU Almanac. Have a good day. Good Tuesday morning, and here is your WSIU Almanac. John Belushi was born today in Chicago in 1949, and another birthday, Neil Diamond is 76. Locally on February the 11th in Mount Vernon, the Granada Center for the Performing Arts presents Toy Story. Movie start time 2 p.m. and is free and open to the public. In Alney, the Richland County CEO program, which stands for Creating Entrepreneurial Opportunities, is coming to students at Richland County High School in the fall of 2017. In Alney, 1 week from today, there will be a chocolate fundraiser, and to benefit Richland Memorial Hospital, running from 8 to 4 on January the 31st. Also in Alney, on March the 7th, the Richland County Chamber of Commerce presents Ladies' Night 2017 at the Holiday. And in the world of nature, here is ornithologist Dr. Amanda Rodewald of Cornell University talking about some current research which looks at the impact that development and habitat loss are having on the birds.
Far and away, the most critical threat to biodiversity around the planet is habitat loss and degradation. I mean, across the board. So, and with that, I think there are a variety of different ways that happens. I mean, sometimes it's really obvious, right, when you have the habitat there like a forest and then it's gone. There can be changes in tree species composition, can for some species really change it where it's no longer suitable for them.
And that's your January 24th WSIU Almanac. Enjoy the rest of your day.